T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
NBA bubble restart is today. We get 2 games, Jazz Pels at 3:30, Clippers Lakers at 6 o'clock tonight. Both those games on TNT. Going to be hard for folks to watch the early game. But NBA bubble, are you going to be watching more of the contending teams or the teams that are jockeying for the playoff position? Because I feel like that Clippers Lakers game, we're not going to get a great showing out of them because I feel like they're still working towards what their ultimate goal is.
Truthfully, I'm only interested currently in what the Blazers are doing.
Yeah.
I have a lot.
That race for 8.
Yes. That's as current as interest. I think a lot of the teams that are already in position don't care. And the reason why they don't care, there's no home court advantage. What are we trying to hold on to? So the top players are going to try to conserve as much as they can to make their playoff run. During these warm-up games, you'll get an occasional Giannis for 10 minutes or something just to get their legs under them. But home court means nothing. There is no home court value. So all of them are just going to play their younger players or play the guys to get some consistency. So it will be about teams that need this positions to fight for that play-in game or fight for those 8th spot. That's why I'm most interested in this Blazers run in the Western Conference.
Yeah, this is what the restart was for, though. The whole point of it was we want to get our contending teams, get their legs under them a little bit, like you were saying, like, hey, get some run. Yep. We're not going to probably see, 30-plus minutes out of LeBron tonight. No. Or Kawhi.
Why? Yeah, you shouldn't.
But they wanted to justify having these games in that run-up so you weren't throwing them into the playoffs. So you made the 8 seed something that both conferences can have a little attention towards, and those teams are going to go hard. And that, to me, is the exciting part of where the bubble restart is. But when the playoffs happen, watch out, because that's going to be fun basketball that we're going to have down the stretch. We have to wait a couple of weeks to
get
to it.
I need to wait and see. I can't jump on and say it will be fun. I can't. It's better than nothing. It's going to be different because of the sounds. And I was thinking of this on last night and going, LeBron James, which team is set up really well? Which teams are going to take advantage of this bubble atmosphere? Which ones have the best continuity? Everyone say the Bucks have the best continuity. They have the best offense. Doris Burke was really talking on Golic and Wingo saying how the Bucks have the best advantage because of their ability to create offense. And that word again, I'll use it 3 times, continuity. Do the Lakers have continuity? Avery Bradley gone. Some of the players, they're going to have to step up and do that. They have the best player in the world, LeBron James. I'm looking at this and I go, when these guys end up hosting up the trophy, will it mean the same or will it not? I think it will, but we're not going to know in 8 games who's good and who isn't.
No, but we're going to know who's going to get in, and that's all they want out
of
it.
Yeah, and that's all they really want out of it.
Yeah, but it does make it, at least they found a way to make it exciting instead of just like more scrimmages that nobody's going to care about.
Yes, yes, there's
and
something on the line.
That will be fun to watch. What also will be great is that if you have MLB League Pass, right, at 1 o'clock this afternoon, you can sit down for Nats versus Jays and you can watch live and meaningful sports from 1 o'clock tonight, this afternoon. You could watch a baseball game. Then flip over at 3:30. You have the Pelicans taking on the Utah Jazz down in Orlando.
Which matters for the Blazers.
It sure as heck matters for the Blazers, because the Pelicans, if you're a Blazer fan, you don't want them to win.
Plus, I heard Zion got in better shape in this time.
Yeah, he's down. He's trimmed up. He's down a little bit. Will he be playing a lot of minutes out of the gate?
Are you talking like the week that he was out of the bubble, he got into better shape?
No. In the overall pandemic hiatus. A lot of people thought he's a good candidate to pack on the pounds, and he went the other way.
Oh, no. He looks amazing. He looks like he's chiseled from stone. My goodness, he's freakishly good. But you can bounce all the way from baseball at 1, basketball at 3:30. If that game gets boring, you can turn on some more baseball games because you got like the Red Sox Mets on Fox at 4. And then you can flip back over to Clippers Lakers at 6. And you, if you want to, at 10 o'clock tonight, you can be winding down with the late innings of the surprise Padres and the San Francisco Giants.
What the heck are we going to do when school starts and when everybody's at home and I'm supposed to be like, look, focus on school. Oh, wait, there's some basketball or some baseball. What am I supposed to do here?
It's called PE class.
Is it?
Yeah, sure.
PE class?
Mm-hmm.
My damn kid in the classroom.
Yeah. I took a PE class in college called Understanding and Coaching and Understanding Basketball.
Coaching and Understanding. Were you actually physically moving? Because that wouldn't be PE class if you weren't physically doing anything.
Well, no, it was more, it was like a coaching class. Like we got out there a little bit and like, it was like we walked through some plays and stuff.
Oh, but so you're physically doing
the final of the class was you had to pass the officials test.
Oh yeah.
For officiating.
Yeah.
Like, you had to learn the rule book and we got the exact test that officials take to become a college basketball official.
I find that very similar to my bowling final where I had to write in an entire handwritten bowling score without the help of the machine and had to add up the pins by myself. All the pins were already laid out. So everything was there, but I had to add it up and come up with the correct process of how to
really.
Yeah, that was my final.
Yeah, I had to do the rules of bocce ball for my bocce ball final in college.
Ooh, see,
there's still people out there that look at bowling and go, I have no idea how they just calculated that. How in the heck did that happen?
Well, it's not the most it's not the most like obvious way
it's
of counting.
Not.
I mean, if you don't know and you've always just gone to the alley and had the computer do
it
for
you, you have no idea.
It's not like conducive to figuring out on your own.
Well,
like,
I got to go 3 frames back to the carry. What? Yeah.
Kids these days don't understand having the transfer paper, that clear plastic that you would write on
with your grease pen.
And it would project it up on the screen there and having to add it up. And then, you know, if you were like me and had a dad who was left-handed, all of a sudden your score became smudged. And you were like, okay, all right, we're just going to roll with it then. But that was the life of bowling back then. It was really easy to reset. All you got to do is just get that rag and wipe off your score and you're on to the next game. They don't know.
Yeah.
Ah. So, yeah, you can just call it PE class. Do that. And you'll be money. That's all you need to do these days. This is virtual learning, my man. That's all it is. Did Vancouver officially make their call?
Whole state on their of school? Washington did, practically.
Oh, they did? On the school's year?
Yeah.
To start?
No, yeah.
I just hadn't heard anything about Vancouver district. I'd heard the ones down here.
All the districts in Vancouver. Everybody.
Cool. Well, not cool, but.
No, it's not cool.
It's.
It's a decision that has to be. It's very hard on families and parents right now. I don't know a lot of people that have to work and do that. So I feel for everybody that has to, especially if you have multiple kids at home and now we're teachers and we're online people and we're struck. What if you don't have it's a whole different deal. Whole deal here.
It's all ball bearings these days.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.